AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The World Health Organization is giving an update on the coronavirus pandemic.
The epicenter of the virus remains in the Americas, where more than 50% of the world's cases have been recorded.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says things won't return to the old normal for some time. Health experts in the U.S. are pleading with Americans to take precautions. In many states, coronavirus cases continue to spike. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Yesterday, Florida shattered the national record for the biggest single-day jump in a state's new confirmed cases, with more than 15,000. Officials in Houston are urging the nation's fourth biggest city to be locked down again, as Texas continues setting virus case and death records. Amid the outbreak, Admiral Brett Giroir from the White House Coronavirus Task Force says it's absolutely essential for Americans to wear masks in public, especially in hot spots.
If we don't have that, we will not get control of the virus.
Giroir on ABC's This Week, a day after President Trump wore a mask in public for the first time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
University of Florida epidemiologist Dr. Cindy Prinz says testing is a big factor.
Make sure that we've got not only good access to testing, but that we've got the ability to turn those tests around quickly and get the results back to people so that they know that they're positive and they can take those measures to prevent other people from getting infected.
After 87 years, Washington's NFL franchise, the Redskins, will be changing their name as well as the Indian head logo. Harvard professor Joseph Gahn says it was pressure from sponsors that did it.
I think it's exciting that corporate America is recognizing, hey, new generations aren't going to tolerate the old way of doing things, and more power to it.
There has long been criticism the team's name is offensive to Native Americans. Stocks are higher on Wall Street based on hopes of an economic rebound. This is AP News. A federal judge is putting on hold a scheduled execution later today in Indiana.
The Trump administration immediately appealed to a higher court asking the executions move forward. The judge said there are still legal issues to resolve and the public is not served by short-circuiting legitimate judicial process. The executions pushed by the administration would be the first ones carried out at the federal level in 17 years. The new hold came a day after a federal appeals court lifted a hold on the execution of Daniel Lewis Lee today at the federal prison in Terre Haute. He was convicted in the 1996 killing of a family in Arkansas. The victim's relatives had gone to court to block the execution. I'm Julie Walker.
Firefighters in California, on land, in the air, and on the water, are still battling a blaze on a Navy ship that injured at least 21 people and sent smoke billowing over San Diego. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.